Today on the Take Back Your Damn Life podcast, we are going to be talking about to-do list shame, feeling like you're not doing enough, and how to overcome it. Hey friend, and welcome to the Take Back Your Damn Life podcast, formerly the Growth Tribe podcast, a podcast where we're all about empowering you to take back your damn life on your terms. My name's Ellen, and I'm a former science researcher turned coach. So basically, I know exactly what it's like to feel like you're living a life that's not yours, because I've been there too. Hell, sometimes I still feel like I am. I'm constantly course correcting, learning about myself, and finding new insights and tips that have helped me take back my damn life and create a life I effing love. This podcast is a place for me to share those things with you. On this podcast, you're going to learn how to get clear, confident in who you are, and get consistent and productive AF so that you feel empowered to get out of your damn head and take back your life too. Think of it like productivity, but not just for your to-do list, for your life. So with that, let's get into this episode of the Take Back Your Damn Life podcast. Hey friend, what is up? I hope you are doing so well this Tuesday morning. I'm really excited for today's topic because I don't know about you, but I have felt this feeling of like I'm not doing enough a lot in my past. I call it to-do list or productivity shame. And sometimes it's that feeling of just like when our to-do list is kind of working against us, you know? It's an innocent tool. It's a piece of paper with writing on it, you know? But so often it can really get in our heads and really make us feel like we're not doing enough in our lives. So what we're going to talk about today is how to overcome that feeling, which is so near and dear to my heart. But before we do, I have a couple announcements I want to make. Firstly, I have massively revamped my website, my content, my offerings, and I am so damn excited about it. I want to make sure you know what's going on. Firstly, I have a Facebook community. I actually for a while wondered if I wanted to make this like a paid offering thing, but you know what? I decided, hell no, that doesn't feel right. That doesn't feel like what I want this to be. So I have a Facebook community for productivity, for taking back your damn life. And it's really for women who want to live more intentional and productive lives. I post, you know, some of the journaling prompts I've been doing in there. We have weekly plan with me's where you can hop on a live Zoom video call with me and plan out your week. Ask me any questions you have. It's almost like coaching office hours, if you will. So it's super accessible. You have a lot of contact with me and I'm popping in and out of that group all the damn time. Plus I've got all sorts of stuff coming where I'm just really game planning, building that community and game planning how we can better connect with each other and, you know, commiserate and all sorts of stuff. Really, really excited about what's coming up with that Facebook community. I have also revamped my coaching offerings because I want to make one-on-one coaching so much more accessible. Instead of just offering like the higher tier one-on-one coaching package where we meet via video once a week, I wanted to offer something that is much more affordable, much more accessible, and probably, you know, well, actually much more flexible for your schedule. And that is email coaching. Each bundle that you purchase, you get 4 responses from me. You can send me whatever questions you have around productivity, around mindset, around creating clarity, all the things. You get access to me, not necessarily in a video call format, but via email to make it so much more accessible to you. And then last but not least, oh my God, I'm so excited about this. I am offering a group program. This is actually something that, full transparency, I offered this before my launch massively flopped for this program. And I've been a little skittish to offer it again, but I believe in this program. I believe in my Take Back Your Life online program. And I have made the, if I have any resolution to myself this new year, it's to put this back out into the world. And so keep your eyes peeled because the Take Back Your Life group program, which incorporates 3 units, the Create Clarity unit, the Pursuit of Confidence, and the Take Back Your Time unit, because those are my 3 pillars, clarity, confidence, and consistency, they will all be incorporated into the group program. Keep your eyes peeled for that. I am currently planning a launch at the end of February with the program starting at the beginning of March, but head on over to Instagram for details on that. In fact, Instagram is always a great place to connect with me. I love Instagram. I am a little like lip sync dance partying nerd on my Instagram stories. And it's a great place to connect with me, see if we vibe, and to learn about all of these offerings. If you want to be plugged into the Facebook community, if you want to learn more about email coaching, all of that. Great place to connect. Now that I have talked your ear off with my announcements, let's get into today. Let's talk about to-do list shame. Because if you have ever felt that feeling of, oh, I'm not doing enough, and every time you look at your to-do list, you feel bad, this is the podcast episode for you, my friend. Because, oh my God, have I been there? Oh my God, have I been the person who has looked at their, you know, their planner or their to-do list or their calendar even and felt nothing but overwhelm and defeat of like, how did my life get like this? How do I constantly have chaos and constantly feel like I never have time to just release and relax and always just feeling like there's so much more to do and so little time to do it in? This podcast episode is for you if you've ever felt that way. And I cannot even tell you how near and dear to my heart this topic is. So what I really have for you today is I have five tips. Five tips for how to overcome to-do list shame and help you get out of that mentality where this little piece of paper is really feeling like it's ruling your life. Okay? So that's what today is going to be about. So with that, let's dive in. Let's talk about to-do list shame. Tip number one, how to overcome to-do list shame. Tip number one. So the first tip I've got for you today is to keep a master to-do list. Hell yeah, keep a master to-do list of all the things you want to do, need to do, etc. But here's the caveat here. Don't look at it every day. I cannot tell you how many clients I've talked to, and I've been this person in my past as well, who they just have like a running to-do list that they just move over to each new day. Like they just have one big to-do list on their desk and each day that's how they decide what they're going to do. This is a stressful way to approach productivity. It's not good for your mindset and no freaking wonder we feel to-do list shame, right? No freaking wonder we constantly feel like we're never doing enough because we have this 50 item list staring us down every single morning, right? So how I've helped to overcome that, or something I found to be helpful, I can't talk apparently, to overcome that is to keep that master to-do list, like keep it somewhere on your computer, on a piece of paper, whatever, but don't look at it every day. Don't look at it every morning. Instead, the thing that I want you to do is to pick items off of that master to-do list, maybe at like the beginning of the week, and assign them to the day of the week that you're going to work on them. Your master to-do list should not be how you judge your activities for the day. Instead, what it should really be is it should just be a nice little collection place for the things you don't want to forget to do. Again, it should not be how you decide your activities for the day. It should be a collection place for the things that you don't want to forget. I really want to emphasize that here because too often that's the thing that we are staring at throughout the day. And I want to highly encourage you to move away from that. What I do is I write priorities into my planner every single day. In fact, if you look at the individual days of the week in my planner, in my Take Back Your Time planner, which you can head to coachellen.com/planner and get your own. It is so awesome. I am so happy with how that planner turned out. But if you look at mine, I hardly have anything written into my planner in terms of daily to-dos because I find when the to-do list is too long, I get overwhelmed. And if I don't cross the things off the to-do list, I start to feel to-do list shame. So I only write a handful of things into my planner each day. If I have extra time, great. Then I will go find the master to-do list and see, you know, what other activities I want to do that day. But in terms of the main activities of the day, in terms of the main to-dos, I'll only write a handful into my planner. Usually no more than three, max like five. Okay, so that's tip number one is to keep a master to-do list, but don't look at it every day. Don't let that be the thing that defines your daily activities, okay? Tip number two is to schedule priorities first. So we kind of already hinted at this when I talked to you about how I approach picking my daily activities. I will pick from my master to-do list, okay, these are the things that have to get done this week. So maybe it's I need to complete this module in the online training I'm doing. I need to send this email. I need to order this thing, for example, because I'm actually donating 6 Take Back Your Time planners to a local women's retreat that's happening in the Pacific Northwest that my cousin's wife is putting on. I was about to say my cousin-in-law, but that's not a thing. So that's an example of something that has been on my to-do list. Like, that is an example of something that is a priority. Well, I can't talk, apparently. Of something that needs to happen, you know? Another way to determine your priorities is actually, if you jump back to episode 90 of the podcast, I talked about prioritizing your to-do list using something called a decision priority matrix. Super nifty little tool, and it can help you decide on your priorities from your to-do list. Another thing that I'm referring to, though, when I say your priorities is things like your health, things like your personal growth. In last week's episode, episode 91, we talked about personal growth and how to make that a consistent part of your routine. That might be something that you consider to be one of your priorities. Maybe it's date night with your significant other, or, you know, calling your parents each week, whatever. But the point of this tip is those are the things that you schedule first. To overcome to-do list shame and to actually feel productive and fulfilled in how you're spending your time, make sure your priorities are the things that are getting scheduled first. The things you do for your self-care, the things you do for your relationships, and the activities that actually need to be done this week to move the needle forward on whatever your goals are, okay? So tip number one, keep a master to-do list, but don't look at it every day. Tip number two, schedule your priorities first. Tip number three, I love this one. It might seem like a stupid tip, but I feel like sometimes we forget it. Tip number three is to realize that you have complete control to change your to-do list. If there is something that is on your to-do list that you are just like, ugh, I don't want to do this. Like every, you know, cell in your body is resisting doing that thing. Then friend, why is it on your to-do list, right? I mean, I say that, but I've been there too. I've been there in the past where I have something on my to-do list to like schedule hangout time with someone who I actually didn't want to hang out with. Or, you know, I said I would do something for someone that I don't actually want to do. Like maybe it's go to an event that I didn't actually want to go to, or a party that I didn't actually want to go to. Sometimes these things end up on our calendar or in our to-do list. And friend, I've learned from personal experience that is just an issue of boundaries, you know? That is an issue of saying yes to something that was actually a no, you know? And that's a deeper conversation that we really don't have time necessarily to get into right now, because I committed to short and sweet when I revamped this podcast. But sometimes we just got to realize that if there is something on our to-do list that we have that kind of a deep visceral reaction to not wanting to do, what can we do to take it off our to-do list? What can we do to make it so that it's not actually something that needs to be there? Can we delegate it? Can, you know, if it's something for work, can we talk to our boss and just say, hey, I'm feeling massive resistance around doing this thing? And friend, I get it. It's not always easy to have those conversations with our bosses. I had a super difficult conversation with a higher up recently. I get it. Like it took me almost, you know, it took me like months to build up to having that conversation. So I get that some of these things and some of these boundaries are really, really hard to set. But sometimes just realizing that our to-do list is 100% in our control. The things that end up in our calendar are 100% in our control. We have the ability to say no to things, to decide not to do things. And I just wanted to make sure to remind you of that, because I know how much I used to forget that it truly is in my control. And I wanted to make sure I reminded you of that as well, okay? So tip number one, keep a master to-do list, but don't look at it every day. Tip number two, schedule your priorities first. Numero uno should be your priorities. And then tip number three is realize you can change your to-do list, okay? Alrighty, tip number four. Oh, I love this tip. Oh, I forgot I had this one in here, actually. Tip number four is to reframe busy work more productively and more intentionally. Essentially what I mean by this, because I know you're probably like, Ellen, what the hell you mean? Essentially what I mean here is we know that busy is very different from productive. And sometimes productive isn't actually intentional. So some examples of what I mean by making a reframe is something like inbox zero. I don't know if this is still a thing, but in the personal development community and sphere and the organizational sphere, inbox zero was a thing for a while. It's essentially the idea of never having unread emails in your inbox. In my opinion, inbox zero is straight up busy work. It is not productive, nor is it healthy to be enslaved by your inbox. You know, so how we can reframe this is instead of trying to be, you know, have inbox zero all the time, block out times on your calendar and in your day when you're going to check email and only check email during those times. This is massively more productive. It gets the same thing done of checking our email and making sure we're being consistent and not letting things fall through the cracks, but it is so much more productive and so much more intentional. Another example of something that I consider to be busy work that we can reframe and make more productive is having a schedule that's entirely full of meetings. This is something that was an issue when I was in graduate school. You know, I had meetings for, I had lab meeting, I had like a departmental meeting. I had these meetings that were scheduled throughout my week, and I consider that to be busy work because that often interfered with my priorities in my, you know, work in the lab. It often interfered with me getting things done at the times of day that were most productive for me. All of that. So an approach that I highly recommend, and I also acknowledge that sometimes we don't have full control over this, but as much as you possibly can, the approach that I recommend is block out, again, your priorities on your calendar. We already talked about that with tip number two. Block out your priorities on your calendar, and also time block when you can get the really, really deep, focused, intentional work done with no distractions. Because, you know, let's be honest, for the most part, the vast majority of meetings are A, too damn long, and B, are distractions. So a schedule full of meetings, it's straight up busy work. There are massively more productive, massively more intentional ways for us to get our shit done. And that, to me, the productivity reframe and shift we can make there is to block out our priorities and block out time for that deep focused work. So the very, very last tip I have, and I'll admit this is the one where I need to take my own advice a little bit on. I struggle with this one. Tip number five is to schedule disconnected time in your calendar. I actually have written down here, because I have a little list I'm working through today, is disconnected screwball fun time. Because I find that I don't always need disconnected time, but I do need to make sure that I'm prioritizing in my schedule and in my life time to just screw around, to have fun. You know, there are times when, you know, my version of an awesome day sometimes isn't necessarily doing anything fancy. Sometimes an awesome day is just where I can have a movie marathon of some of my favorite like movie series, or scheduling some time where I can go color in my adult coloring book, or take a nice long, you know, lazy bubble bath. Or one of my all-time favorite things to do actually is to just karaoke my little booty off. And I don't even have to go anywhere to do it. I just do it on an app on my phone. But to schedule that disconnected screwball time, you know, whether it's with people in your life or, you know, I'm still kind of building up my friend group and my community here in the Seattle area. So it doesn't have to be with people. It can just be disconnected screwball fun time that you spend by yourself. But making sure you're prioritizing that, making sure you are getting some of that in. And if you are someone like me who struggles to make sure that that's a thing and that you're not always producing and checking stuff off the to-do list and getting shit done, if you're finding that you're struggling with that, schedule it. Not to be, you know, super strict about it, but just to make sure you give yourself that gift. Give yourself that gift of not having to hustle and be go, go, go all the time. We've got to make sure we prioritize the times to just have fun, to be a kid again, to screw around. You know, sometimes as adults, we don't give ourselves that enough. And I feel like if you can give yourself that, I actually love that I made this tip number five. It wasn't intentional. But if you can give yourself that, to-do list shame is going to feel a lot better. If you can reframe your mindset to not feeling having to feel like, oh, I earned this downtime or I earned this time to go have fun, but that you just deserve that because you're a human being who's doing their very best and doing, you know, working as hard as they can. That right there is probably going to be a game changer for you in terms of to-do list shame. We've got to get away from this perspective that we need to earn fun, that we need to earn downtime. You don't need to earn that shit at all, right, friend? Like, we don't need to earn this. And I've had to have these talks with myself as well. This isn't something that's earned. It's something that you just deserve and owe to yourself because you're a human being who's showing up day in and day out trying to do their damn best, right? So that is tip number 5, to prioritize being disconnected, not feeling like you need to be productive all the time, and just to give yourself the gift of allowing yourself to screw around and have fun in whatever capacity that looks like, okay? So just to recap here, my top 5 tips for helping you overcome to-do list and productivity shame is 1, keep a master to-do list, but don't look at it every day. You don't need to schedule your daily activities from a master to-do list. 2, schedule your priorities first, your own self-care, your relationships, you know, the things that you care about and value the most, those should be the things that get scheduled first into your life. 3, realize you can change your to-do list, that you have control over the things that not only show up on your to-do list, but show up in your calendar. You can say yes and no. We've just got to work on setting better boundaries. If boundaries is something that you struggle with, please, please hit me up on Instagram. Let me know. I can do a whole episode on boundaries. And in fact, I actually have a mini course on boundaries on my website. So head over to coachellen.com/offerings and you will find my mini courses there. And I have one on boundaries. But again, connect with me on Instagram. Let me know if you want me to dive into this deeper in a podcast episode. Tip 4 is to reframe busy work more productively. Again, think of like inbox 0 as the example that I gave. And tip 5, prioritize and allow yourself, give yourself permission to disconnect, to screw around, and to have some damn fun, okay? So I hope this resonated with you. I hope you got so much out of this because I know productivity shame is a thing. To-do list shame is a thing. And I don't want you to feel that way about trying to take these intentional, productive steps toward creating a life you freaking love, toward taking back your damn life. I don't want you to feel that way about goal setting and all of these things that truly do come from a good place when we set goals. We've got to unshackle ourselves from our to-do list though. And I hope that these tips really resonated with you and that you can start implementing them into your life to help you overcome the shame. So that's all I've got for you today, friend. Thank you so, so, so much for being here once again, and I'll see you next time. Bye. Before you go, one last thing. If you enjoyed the hell out of this episode, there's a couple things you could do. Podcasts grow and thrive because of you, the listener. You help me and my guests spread this message of taking back your damn life. And so I would appreciate it if you would share this episode. Maybe you have a friend that you think absolutely would love it. You could also rate the podcast, submit a review, or just share a screenshot on your Instagram story so that I can shout you out and send you a huge thank you. Otherwise, that's really it for now. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, friend, go take back your damn life.